and invade, they are drowned. It is impossible they bear it out.
My lord Montano, a noble ship of Venice has seen a grievous rack and sufferings on most part of the Turkish fleet.
How? Is this true?
The ship is here put in. Michael Cassio, lieutenant of the warlike Moor Othello, is come on shore. The Moor himself at sea and is in full commission here for Cyprus.
I am glad, aunt. 'Tis a worthy governor, for I have served him in the man commands like a full soldier.
My lord Montano.
Lieutenant Cassio, most welcome, sir.
Thanks. And to the valiant of this worthy isle that so approved the Moor. And let the heavens give him defense against their elements.
Good night.
The town is empty. On the brow of the sea stand ranks of people and they cry a sail.
My hopes do shape him for the governor.
They do discharge their shot of courtesy. Our friend at least.
The good lieutenant is your general wife?
Most fortunately. He hath achieved a maid that paragons description and wild fame. And in the essential vesture of creation does bear all excellency.
My lord!
Now who has put in?
Tis one Iago, ensign to the general.
He has had most favorable and happy speed. Tempests themselves, high seas and howling winds, as having sense of beauty, do omit their common natures, letting go safely by the divine Desdemona.
What is she?
She that I spoke of. Our great captain's captain, left in the conduct of the bold Iago. But here he comes. And with him the witches of the ship is now on shore. Hail to thee, lady.
I thank you, valiant Cassio. What tidings can you tell me of my lord?
He is not yet arrived, nor know I aught, but that is well and will be shortly here.
Oh, but I fear.
But hark, a sail.
They give their greeting to the citadel. This likewise is a friend.
Good Iago, welcome. And to you, Mistress Amelia. Let it not gall your patience, good Iago, that I extend my manners. 'Tis my breeding that gives me this bold show of courtesy.
Sir, would she give you so much of her lips as of her tongue she oft bestows on me, you'd have enough.
You have little cause to say so.
You are pictures out of doors, saints in your injuries, devils being offended, and hussies in your bed.
Oh, fie upon thee, slanderer.
Nay, it is true, or else I am a Turk. You rise to play and go to bed to work.
Do not lie at him, Amelia, though he be thy husband. How say you, Cassio? Is he not a most profane and liberal counselor?
He speaks so, madam. You may relish him more in the soldier than in the scholar.
He takes her by the palm. Aye, well said, whisper. With as little a web as this will I ensnare as great a fly as Cassio. Aye, smile upon her, do. I will catch thee in thine own courtesies. If such tricks as these strip you out of your lieutenantry, the better you had not kissed your three fingers soft.
The Moor, I know his trumpet.
Surely so, lower he comes.
Oh, my fair warrior.
My dearest fellow.
It gives me wonder, great is my content, to see you here before me. Oh, my soul's joy. If after every tempest come such calms, may the winds blow till they have wakened death. If it were now to die, for now to be most happy, for I fear my soul hath her content so absolute that not another comfort like to this succeeds in unknown fate.
The heavens forbid but that our loves and comforts should increase even as our days do grow.
Amen to that, sweet powers. I cannot speak enough of this content. It stops me here. It is too much of joy. And this, the greatest discords be that ever our hearts shall make.
Oh, you are well tuned now. But I'll set down the pegs that make this music as honest as I am.
News, friends, our wars are done. The Turks are drowned. And you shall be well desired in Cyprus. I found great love amongst them. Good Iago.
My lord.
Go to the bay and disembark my coffers. Come, Desdemona, let us to the castle. Once more, well met at Cyprus.
Iago!
Rodrigo, come hither.
The Lieutenant Cassio tonight watches on the court of guard. First, I must tell thee this.
Desdemona is directly in love with him.
With Cassio? What is that possible?
The knave is handsome, young, and has all those requisites in him that folly and green minds look after. And the woman has found him already.
I cannot believe that in her. She's full of most blessed condition.
If she had been blessed, she would never have loved the Moor. Didst thou not see her paddle with the palm of Cassio's hand?
Yes, that I did, but that was but courtesy.
Lechery. An index, an obscure prologue to the history of lust and foul thoughts. They met so near with their lips that their breaths embraced together. But, sir, be you ruled by me. Cassio knows you not. Find some occasion to anger him.
Well?
Sir, he's rash and very sudden of choler. Provoke him that he may strike at you. For even out of that will I cause the displanting of Cassio.
Ah.
So shall you have a shorter journey to your desires.
I will do this.
Then meet me by and by at the citadel. I must fetch his necessaries ashore. Farewell.
Adieu.
That Cassio loves her, I do well believe it. That she loves him, 'tis apt and of great credit. The more, albeit that I endure him not, is of a constant, noble, loving nature. And I dare think he'll prove to Desdemona a most dear husband. Now, I do love her too, not out of absolute lust, but partly led to die at my revenge, for that I do suspect the lustful Moor hath leaped into my seat, the thought whereof doth like a poisonous mineral gnaw my innards. Nothing can nor shall content my soul till I am even with him, wife for wife. Or failing so, yet that I put the Moor at least into a jealousy so strong that judgment cannot cure. Which thing to do? If this poor trash of Venice stand on, I'll have our Michael Cassio on the hip, abuse him to the Moor in the rank garb, make the Moor thank me, love me, reward me for making him egregiously an ass, and practicing upon his peace and quiet even to madness. She's here, but yet confused. Knavery's plain face is never seen till used.